Here is our reading from Luke chapter 19.
Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
This morning we get introduced to a bloke called Zacchaeus, and as we all looked at the plan of this series, we knew which story I would get, didn't you? We all knew it. We know that Dave likes to sort of have a little joke, but then Jo got involved as well, and she posted this on the children's Facebook page. She said, "Come Sunday and meet a very short man. Will he be seen?" Isn't that harsh? Harsh. But I'm generally pleased to have this opportunity to speak on this passage this morning, because Zacchaeus and I have more in common than just our heights. No perspex glass problems for us this morning. But also because when we've encountered Jesus, it has totally transformed and changed our lives. Now just suppose this morning that Jesus is about to pass through Cardiff. Where would you expect him to go? Where would you go? Let's discuss in our groups 1 minute. If Jesus came to Cardiff, where would you expect him to go, and who would you expect him to meet? Let's do that for 1 minute. Okay. Let's come back. I wonder what you said. Maybe you said that he would want to go to the Millennium Stadium and meet all the rugby players and the celebrities. Maybe he'd like to go to the castle to meet all the dignitaries, the First Minister, maybe the Lord Mayor, the Bishop, the Chief of Police. Maybe you'd want to go to hospital and say well done to all the nurses and the doctors that have been helping us so much over this pandemic. He might do those things, and yet I doubt it. I suspect the first place that he might go is to the prison cells or the police station or the homeless shelter. I suspect that he'd want to go to the places where people in polite society don't go. But why do I say this? Well, because of verse 10. If you've got a Bible with you, let's have a look. Luke chapter 19. Let's open it up. Let's follow with me. And we're going to focus on verse 10, which says amazingly and wonderfully that Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. And what we know about our character Zacchaeus today, he's a tax collector. And that meant that not only was he a traitor of his country because he worked for the Roman Empire who occupied their country, but he was a thief as well. He would take people's money and he would pocket some of it himself. He was a real baddie. And he was disliked by people around him. Now let's think of some baddies that we might know. Let's see if we've got any up on the screen there. There we go. We've got Major Humdinger from Paw Patrol. Grandmaster Glinch from GoJet. There's Mr. Todd from Peter Rabbit. Lots of the Bear from Toy Story. Scar from The Lion King. And if we were going to write Jesus into those stories, we would never think of him hanging out with these guys, would we? We would think that he would want to go to, I don't know, the Paw Patrol Tower to hang out with Marshall or Chase. And yet, what is surprising about the Luke story of Jesus' life is that Jesus wants to come and he chooses to meet people like Zacchaeus, who is disliked by everyone, and he's worse than all the baddies on this screen behind me. But why? Well, because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Lost people like Zacchaeus, lost people like you and me. And so this morning I want to take that verse 10 and we're going to look at two sections of it as we go through the story. Firstly then, Jesus has come to seek the lost. We've been seeing lost things all morning. But in verse 1, what we do, we find Jesus is travelling through Jericho. And I guess word about him has been going out. And people are excited and want to go and see Jesus and see what he's going to do. And so everyone is coming out to see him. And as we read that, as we listen to the animation, we could think that actually the seeker in the story is Zacchaeus. Because we read in verse 3 that he wanted to know who Jesus was. But because he was short, he couldn't see over the crowd. And here we get a hint of how unpopular this guy was. I mean, when you're short in a crowd, no one cares. No one's really bothered about you because people can look over you. And so, I mean, when I go to the zoo with a family, normally taller adults, the shorter adults like me, and the kids go to the front to see the show, to see the animals, because we're not a problem, because they can look over us. But with Zacchaeus, they refuse. They refuse to move and they refuse to help him because they didn't like him. And so verse 4, we read that he runs ahead and he climbs a tree. Now this is very undignified for an important, wealthy person to do in public. I mean, we would never see the Queen or Boris Johnson climbing up a tree, would we? Actually, let's scrap Boris. He probably would. Let's stick with the Queen though. And we all know the Queen loves to plant the tree, don't we? We know that's her favourite hobby. Every time she goes, she wants to plant the tree. And although the Queen loves trees, we would never see her climb one in public. But what we find is Zacchaeus, this wealthy, important man, wanted to see Jesus so much that he's willing to be pointed at and laughed at by people. Zacchaeus was willing to go to great lengths to see Jesus. What about you? Maybe you would say, I'm not quite sure who Jesus is. I'll keep coming to church, maybe logging online. It's not a real huge effort. But what about when we're in school? Maybe next week. Maybe in work. Maybe friends and family. When they try to embarrass and say, what are you going to church for? You know, one of those religious types, you. And maybe Zach is a challenge to us. Because he puts himself out there to see for himself who Jesus is. And so we could think that he's the seeker. But you see, the chief seeker in this story, this true story, is the Lord Jesus. I mean, why is he there in the first place? Well, we know from the writer Luke that Jesus has been sent on a mission from God to save people. And as he's passing through all these towns, he's looking out for people to tell about God, to tell about this new kingdom, and to follow him. Jesus is the one who is seeking. And when he gets to Jericho, we find in verse 5 that he looks up and he sees Zacchaeus up a tree. And now there's no indication now, right, that Zacchaeus is shouting down from the tree, "Oi, oi! Whoa, whoa, Jesus!" No indication at all. But that Jesus takes the initiative and Zacchaeus immediately comes down and stays with his house. The initiative is all from Jesus alone. And this is extraordinary for three reasons. He knows Zacchaeus by name. He knows him by name. And we can feel so insignificant, can't we? Maybe you're new here to church and you feel like a masked face in the crowd. And no one knows your name. No one really knows. And you feel insignificant. Well, Jesus knows you by name. Secondly, it looks as though he knows everything about Zacchaeus, which is wonderful and scary at the same time, because we can think that if Jesus really knew what I was like, if he really knew what I was like, he wouldn't want to know me, and yet he knows everything about you and he wants you to know him. So huge intimacy from Jesus. Thirdly, Jesus speaks to him with such authority. He says, "Come down immediately, I must stay at your house." Notice it's not a question, it's a command. He doesn't say, "Oh, Isaac, love to come to your house, mate. Have a chat to the wife. Have a chat to your mum. See if it's okay. Tuesday, 12 o'clock, okay? Let's get together. No, it's no question in his mind who the authority is. Zacchaeus hears the call of his Lord and Saviour and he responds immediately in verse 6 and welcomes Jesus gladly. Okay, back in your groups. Discuss for 1 minute. How would you feel if you saw Jesus going home with a baddie who had stolen from you? So a personal baddie for you. How would you feel about that? Why don't we discuss that in our groups for 1 minute? Okay, I hope you had a good conversation. In the story, we read that people are totally shocked, and maybe that was you, totally shocked that Jesus would go to a house like of a person like this. And people are thinking that Jesus is choosing the wrong people to be friends with, and we can understand the shock from them, because it appears to us that Jesus doesn't really care about the bad things that Zacchaeus has done and the hurt that he's caused of the people. And this brings us to our second and final statement this morning. Jesus not only came to seek the lost, but he came to save the lost. We need to remember always that in Luke, Jesus is on a journey, and that journey is heading to the cross. And if Jesus wants to be friends with people like Zacchaeus, people like you, people like me, then something has to be done about all the wrong in our lives. Jesus isn't just going to sweep it under the carpet, or like me in my bedroom, sweep all the bedroom mess under the bed like my Lego. No, Jesus cares about the mess Zacchaeus has done in his own life and has caused to other people. And we find that as we continue to read the story of Jesus, that it didn't just cost him his reputation, but it cost him his life. And he dies on the cross for Zacchaeus. And he dies on the cross for you and for me. And the amazing thing about this encounter with Jesus is that Jesus takes us exactly where we are. Exactly where we are. He doesn't say, I'm only going to be friends with you when you clean up your life. I'm only going to be friends with you when you stop doing those bad things. No, he takes us exactly where we are. But the wonderful thing is that he doesn't leave us where we are. Once we're friends with Jesus, we will never, ever, ever be the same. In front of us this morning is a model of a man who shows us what it's like to be friends with Jesus. He is utterly transformed. And notice the warmth in verse 8. He says, look, look, Jesus, here I'm going to give half my money away. Now he's not boasting, he's not doing that. He's acting more like what we do when we run out of school. After we've done something amazing, we run up to our mum and dad and our grandparents and we go, look, 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 look what I've done. Zacchaeus recognizes that Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost, and that includes him. And he is absolutely delighted in that, and therefore he delights to please Jesus. Notice the immediacy, the urgency in his response. There's no delay. When Jesus has touched his heart, he is transformed immediately. He is an utterly changed man. And seeing this, Jesus says to Zac, today, salvation has come to this house. The shock of this meal with Jesus is that this guy, even the worst guy in town, is not out of the reach of Jesus. And as we come to a close, I'm bound to ask the question, what about you? Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. People like you and me. How will we respond to this encounter with Jesus? Will we respond like Zacchaeus with warmth? Not begrudgingly, giving him as little as we can, but giving more of ourselves wholeheartedly to him. Will we respond with urgency? Maybe he is pressing a finger on an area of our lives that need to change. Well, why not resolve right now, right here and now, to give it to him? Or maybe this morning, as you look at Zacchaeus and you see yourself in him, you see that Jesus knows your name, he knows everything about you, and he invites you to have a life-changing friendship with him. Why delay? Why delay? Respond to him this morning. Ask him to come into your life, so you may experience the joy and the life that Zacchaeus experienced. Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost. Jesus has come to seek and to save you. 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 Jesus has come to seek and save the lost. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that as we come to this encounter with Zacchaeus, we see so much of ourselves in him. We thank you that doesn't matter how bad we are, that we are not out of the reach of him, Lord. We thank you so much for the response of Zacchaeus. We thank you that coming to you is as easy as ABC, that we admit, believe, and commit. We admit that we're like Zacchaeus and that we have done bad things in our lives. We believe that Jesus went to that cross for us, to die for us, and raised to life so we have life in him. And see, we commit to following him like Zacchaeus and changing our lives forever, now and forever. Pray, Lord, that you be with the young people as they talk more about that with the parents, Lord. And we pray this and lift this in Jesus' name. Amen.